Year three, Michael Faraday School, almost the end of term, and we're still doing some science work, lots of practical science learning. I've got a couple of very, very keen year three scientists here to explain and share some more. So first of all, ladies first, your name?
Maya.
And with Maya we have?
Farah.
Brilliant, Maya and Farah. Maya, can you explain to us please, nice and clearly, what has been our main science themes the past few weeks?
In science, we have been learning about food, and we have been learning what food are good for your body and bad for your body. We have also been making a food diary about what we have eaten for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and some snacks and drinks. Also, we've been learning some of these words like minerals, carbohydrates, diet, vitamins, fat, and fiber, and lots of other words.
Wonderful, explained perfectly. So much information there from Maya, fantastic. Farah, so perhaps we should just take a little bit of a step back. So Maya mentioned some food types such as carbohydrates. What might a carbohydrate be? How would you eat it? It is?
It gives you energy, and it mostly has wheat in it.
So it could be wheat-based, so foods such as pastas, yes?
Yeah.
And also, Farah, we've got these food diaries. So before you kept your food diary, what kind of foods in your mind did you think that you normally eat?
Cereal.
So cereals, yes, for breakfast. What kind of foods do we eat at Michael Faraday School for lunch?
Chicken.
Yep, sometimes chicken. And what kind of evening meals have you been having?
Rice.
Yeah, so each pupil has got a very, very detailed diary. So, Maya, how many days did you keep the diary for?
3 days.
And did you find it hard work keeping the diary?
Not really, but we when we started on, I think, Wednesday, we had to do the, on Thursday, write the dinner for Wednesday because we didn't know what we had for dinner because we didn't have dinner yet.
And it's also illustrated beautifully. Was there anything at all, Maya, in your food diary that surprised you? When you went through, was there things in there which you thought, oh, I wasn't aware I was eating those kind of foods so much?
Yeah, I was aware that I wasn't was eating lots of fruit and I was drinking milk a lot.
So what kind of conclusions can you take from your food diary? Do you think you're eating a healthy or an unhealthy diet?
A mix.
And maybe from yours, Farah, is there anything from your food diary which you might think you could possibly improve as to how healthy you could be? What might you eat less of?
Chicken.
Well, I think chicken probably is quite healthy for us. Did you have many, many sweets, many chocolates?
No.
Yeah, it seems fairly healthy. So some of the work which we've been doing recently in year three for our food topic has been about designing a sandwich. So we'll talk briefly about that. So Maya, can you explain please, how did you approach, what were the first things that you did to design a sandwich?
The first thing we did, we had a piece of paper and we had to write what we would want to put in our sandwiches and what kind of bread, and then we had to draw what our sandwiches look like. And then the next day, the adult bought some of the things what we wanted, and then we put the fillings in. And we got to eat our sandwiches, and we tried 2 or 1 more other people's sandwiches on our table.
Yeah, so it's certainly tasting and the friends as well. So Farah, what kind of bread did you choose for your sandwich?
I chose white bread.
And why was that?
Because I like white bread.
Rather than the brown bread. And inside your sandwich, the very important thing, what was your filling, please?
Tuna. Chicken.
You like your chicken, I can see, yes. So tuna and chicken, and we probably gave it a score. How would you describe your sandwich? Was it a good sandwich to have? Yes, having a head nod. And Maya, so please, what kind of bread did you use for your sandwich?
I had white bread and brown bread.
A mixture in the same sandwich?
Yeah.
So maybe a white on the bottom and a brown on top?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting, that's quite unique. Well designed. And what did you have it as your filling?
I had cucumber, sweet corn, cheese, and chicken breast.
And we had to describe different types about our sandwich. What were some of the categories that we used to give it a score?
We used like 5 out of 10.
And it was for things such as the texture?
Texture, also smell, taste, how it felt. Yeah.
Yep, so all these factors which make it a really enjoyable sandwich for us. Wow, so busy work. And having said that now, it is almost lunchtime at Michael Faraday School. And so we're getting very hungry talking about the food. I think now, again, it's time to enjoy it. So thank you to Maya and Farah. Well done for your science work. It's been some very, very interesting learning. Bye-bye.